before he was ultimately traded to Pittsburgh. Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel said it's still premature to name a starting quarterback for Monday's game against the Titans. The Lions signed receiver Allen Robinson from their practice squad to the active roster. Eagles receiver and punt returner Britton Covey said he broke his scapula and is expected to miss 6 weeks. Buccaneers D-tackle Vita Vea and right tackle Luke Goedeke both practiced for the second straight day. Neither played last weekend in the loss to the Broncos. In a college football, Texas coach Steve Sarkisian said they'll decide on a starting quarterback tomorrow for their game against Mississippi State. Quinn Ewers is listed as questionable with an oblique injury.
Fox Sports update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new daily specials. And check out the great new golf shop. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, this is your agribusiness update. Farm Policy News says dried out soils in Russia and Ukraine are threatening wheat planting for harvest next year. It's yet another challenge for farmers hit by the ongoing war and weather events. The two nations account for a quarter of the world's wheat exports, but large chunks of land are too dry to plant crops. Industry experts say it's an early reminder of the possibility of risks to the wheat supply next year. The Public Lands Council held its 56th annual meeting in Grand Junction, Colorado last week. Ranchers, policymakers, administration officials, and industry stakeholders met to discuss the most urgent issues facing the public lands ranching industry. This as grazing permittees face deadly wildfires and a host of extreme weather conditions across the West. They're also facing several federal rulemakings that seriously threaten ranchers' abilities to reliably access public lands. A judge in Missouri dismissed a lawsuit accusing agricultural giants like Bayer, Corteva, Syngenta, and others of price fixing. The suit accused the companies of conspiring with wholesalers and retail outlets to fix prices for seed and crop protection chemicals. A St. Louis judge says farmers and other plaintiffs failed to present sufficient allegations that the companies had violated U.S. antitrust laws. The judge faulted them for advancing mere generalizations in their lawsuit.
Do you know a veteran in need? Nation's Finest, through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, helps veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada, helping thousands of veterans every year. Visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are trying to hold on to gains in afternoon trading following strong economic data regarding jobless claims, while durable goods orders proved unexpectedly robust, and the government said growth in recent years was stronger than previously estimated. Chinese stocks are rallying after Beijing announced more measures to revive the world's second largest economy. And shares of Southwest Airlines are taking off today and are up around 6%. The carrier raised its revenue new projections and said it will buy back $2.5 billion of stock as it looks to jumpstart profits and ward off an activist investor. And shares of Supermicro Computer are tumbling following a Wall Street Journal report that the AI server maker is being probed by the Justice Department. The move comes after Hindenburg Research disclosed a short position in the company in August, alleging fresh evidence of accounting manipulation. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, this is Heather Bourdain, and I am excited to announce that I've joined Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers. I was born and raised right here in beautiful San Luis Obispo County. I have over 20 years of experience in the insurance industry, and I'd be happy to review your current program. Every day I work with contractors, farmers, garage owners, restaurant owners, and more. I would love to hear from you. I can be reached at 805-540-3900 or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Hi, Jean. This is Anne. Remember, my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved. We found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small-town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast. Call Ranch Wi-Fi at 805-322-4555 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Last January, the Chinese Information Service in New York released a report about a commencement address in Peking that should have had our ears burning. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
With our own counterintelligence capability somewhat hamstrung as it has been recently, it's good to have friends. Intelligence sources in Taipei, the Free Republic of China, have made available excerpts of a speech made by Kung Piao, director of the Department for Foreign Liaison to the graduating class of the College of Foreign Affairs in Red China. The college is the training institute for diplomats. Kung's speech, like the Brezhnev speech I reported on a few weeks ago, was not for public dissemination, which is a polite way of saying it was supposed to be secret. His topic was a turning point in Sino-American relations. It might be well to note that while the name Kung Piao is not exactly a household word in America, he is very much a part of the policy-making process in the Chinese Communist Party. In his address, he was bluntly outspoken about the two superpowers, Russia and the United States. He said both were bent on aggression, and therefore the spearhead of Red China's struggle would be aimed at both. The fact that, for the moment, we're not being referred to as United States imperialists doesn't mean that Peking has forsaken or even softened on Marxist-Leninist principles, says Kung. According to Kung, the People's Republic of China is temporarily caught in a narrow crack between two imperialist camps. Yes, he calls the Soviet Union imperialist as well as aggressor. According to Kung, it would be unthinkable for his country to try to deal with the two imperialists at the same time. So the strategy is to temporarily, and we should permanently keep that word in mind, put their dispute with us aside so as to have one less enemy. He complained to the graduates that there were some revolutionary hotheads in their people's paradise who don't realize the United States, for all its vaunted power, has a soft, weak side, which they, the communists, can use to their advantage. Ah, to see ourselves as others see us. Kung explained that Peking, while recognizing our imperialism, could at the same time promote, for its own purposes, a friendly relationship with the United States. In perfect Mao Zedong language, he called this a policy of duality. Under this policy, they can denounce us for stationing troops in some lands, Taiwan, for instance, and at the same time, with no self-consciousness, endorse our maintaining troops in Western Europe and the Philippines. This is called tactical flexibility. He admitted there was no hurry about taking back Taiwan. They simply accept that it belongs to them, and they don't mind our taking care of it for them for a while. But he made it plain that normal relations between the United States and Red China will not come about unless we withdraw our ambassador from Taiwan. On that point, he said, we haven't lived up to their expectations. But then went on to tell the students, quote, just wait for the opportune day. Then we'll tell Uncle Sam to pack up and leave, unquote. Before closing, he reaffirmed that the Soviet Union is the primary threat and detente is disturbing to Peking. More American leaders, he said, political, military, and social, would be invited to mainland China to keep us quiet and friendly until they can handle, quote, Soviet revisionist social imperialism, unquote. Then it will be our turn. That's something for us to keep in mind while our touring officials are mastering chopsticks. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on the right choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sound Off. I'm Eric Gorm. I'm filling in for Karen Beely today. We, I think, have a pretty special show for you. And the 1 o'clock hour, we'll have Kelly Reeves, and we'll be talking about guns and mental health. Right now, we have our chair of the Republican Party, the Central Committee here, Randall Jordan, and we're going to be talking about a few things. How are you doing today, Randall?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Eric. Thanks for inviting me.
So it sounds like, you know, before we get into it, we're going to talk mostly about the slate here locally. But it sounds like RPSLOC has a few things going on right now, and kind of remind people what's going on.
Yeah, actually, the most current is tonight we've got movie night, and it's going to be a great movie at the headquarters in Atascadero. It's going to be the J.D. Vance movie, Hillbilly Elegy, which Eric and I were talking a little bit about that. It's a liberal movie made by liberals that actually now made them very upset because J.D. Vance is a Trump, he's one of us.
Yeah,
so he's a Trump supporter. So it's going to be, so that'll start at 6 o'clock, and we've got pizza and soda and wine for $20 donation. And then this weekend, actually, we've got the Harvest Festival in Arroyo Grande going on, and our South County headquarters is running that. Andrea C. Strand, Bill Phillips, Karen Phillips. So they'll be there manning the Republican booth, and they'll actually be in the parade also.
Nice, nice. And it seems like South County's had a lot of kind of exciting things happening in the last year. I think they've kind of stepped up their game down there, and they've been having great movie nights.
Yep.
And I think the headquarters down there really is, you know, they're out there kind of front and center, getting people to come in and doing good things. And so, yeah, I mean, one thing I wanted to remind people is we do have headquarters in Atascadero and Arroyo Grande, and we, you know, the Republican Party sells a lot of great, or they, it's not necessarily selling, it's a donation, but right. They have a lot of great flags, hats, shirts, bumper stickers, etc. They have these. We're going to be talking about the Republican slate. They have the slates in there. You can see who was endorsed by the local Republican Party. And just ask questions. There's signs at both places. So if you're looking for anything from a Trump sign to your local school board, they'll be in there. And, you know, I know, I'm not sure about South County, but I know North County, it's Monday through Friday, 11 to 4. I'm guessing it's probably the same.
It's pretty much. I think South County is noon to 4. I think they go noon to 4. And they're actually open on Saturdays also.
Okay. So they're down there on Saturday. Yeah. So, yeah, get down there and visit them, and, you know, all those donations go into whether you're buying a hat, and everything's actually really reasonably priced. I think, you know, I mean, it's still $20 for a hat. You know, there's bumper stickers between $2 and $5. And it all goes to keep those doors open and keep, you know, help support the candidates. So it all goes to a good cause. It's not, you know, Randall's not out there smoking cigars with the money or anything.
No, we're all volunteer, including Eric.
So, yeah, no, it's a great place. You know, Tascadero, Arroyo Grande, get down there, say hello to everybody. You don't have to buy anything. You just kind of stop by, see what's happening, pick up a sign, whatever you need to do, pick up a slate list. And, but, yeah, we're sitting here, you know, pushing the slate list. So it looks like we might as well start with more.
Well, one thing I wanted to add to that is Eric brought up a great point. If you just want to be around people that think like you do, and are frustrated with what's going on in our country, what's going on in our county, what's going on in our state, you'll have a shoulder to cry on, because we all hang out there and at either headquarters, and there's people there that are very informed, and they would love to let you know the best good news, so that you can come away having a little bit of optimism.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, we get people in there that are frustrated. We get people in there wondering who to vote for. I mean, there's a whole, you know, if you have a question or a concern or just want to come, you know, talk politics, it's a great place to come in.
It is. It really is. And you're more than welcome. I mean, we have people that that work there that enjoy visiting with people, and especially like-minded people.
For sure. Yeah, and I think people forget those offices are there. You know, we have them to conduct business, but the day-to-day business is the general public, for you guys to come in and check things out and see what we're doing.
Exactly.
Getting to the slate, I guess we should start at the top, you know, which is going to be, you know, federal and state offices. And we have some local people, or pretty near local people there, too. I think everybody kind of knows the Adam Schiff, Steve Garvey story.
Right.
And, you know, his signs are down. Every single person we're going to talk about, you can go get a sign at one of the headquarters for.
Yeah. And the good thing is, aside from the Trump and Vance signs, which we do have to pay for, The other signs are free. That's a great thing. But, you know, we're Republicans, so we pay our own way. And someone told me this morning, they said, well, why aren't you like the Democrats? They give away their presidential signs. So if you want to go pick up a Kamala Harris Walls sign, it's free. Well, we don't have Soros and people like that that are bankrolling us. So, you know, we pay our own way. We're Republicans.
Right. So, yeah, we have the Steve Garvey race. And, of course, you know, I can't imagine we endorsed Adam Schiff. So I'm guessing we endorsed Steve Garvey.
Yes,
and
we did.
Again, his signs are down there. But, you know, next we have District 19, U.S. Congress. And a lot of people know that candidate. He's a local businessman here. He's been around for a long time, been involved in politics for a long time, kind of a true mm-hmm. patriot. You know, Jason Anderson, you know, I know you've dealt with him. You guys have been doing things together for years.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Jason was one of the very first founders with Mary and I, my wife and I, of the local Tea Party. And, we established that in 2010. And Jason was one of the, founding members, and actually he's serving as president right now of the San Luis Obispo County Tea Party. So
right. And I think if you have questions for Jason, yeah, what is the first Monday of the month? You can go mm-hmm. down, what is it, 5 o'clock or six?
Usually 5:30. We'll have social half hour till 5:30 to six. Then we start the meetings at 6 o'clock. Yeah. And we have a myriad of guests to the Tea Party. In November, Sheriff Parkinson is going to be coming and giving us a lowdown of what's going on. He's a big proponent, and we'll get to it, but he's a big proponent of Prop 36.
Right.
So, and then this next, actually the first Monday in October, we're going to keep pushing the candidates. So we will have the school board, local school board in North County, and the people running for the different offices in the North County, we'll have them there.
And maybe, you know, I know close to me is the kind of the local people, so maybe I'll kind of get through the state and local. So Thomas Cole is District 24.
Yeah, Thomas Cole, he lives up in Santa Barbara County, up in Montecito. Thomas Cole is the most unpretentious guy you'd ever want. You know, he lives in Montecito and very unpretentious, a great guy. He has all the same values that we have, you know, protect our children, personal rights, Second Amendment. He's a great candidate, and he's going up against Salud Carbajal. And it's funny because Salud will not even debate him, will not even acknowledge that he exists.
Right. And I think that's not the first time Salud's done that to a candidate.
Yeah, yeah. And Thomas has, you know, is right in his face and saying, you know, let's talk about the issues and what you haven't done. And so Salud refuses to debate him.
Then we have California Assembly District 30, which is most of Slo County, I believe, which is, and I always mess up her name, Delilah Epperson.
Yeah,
so she, she's been around here for about 2 years, kind of. I mean, she doesn't live here, but she's been speaking a lot here. She goes to a lot of the women's group, Republican groups. She's gone to the Tea Party.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's one that you could, if you've been around, you've probably heard from her. If you go to any of those meetings, she has a lot to say.
Yeah, she's based out of Monterey and a very, very outspoken, very vocal. And, you know, she believes everything that, you know, we try and push here in San Luis County also. So she's a very good candidate.
Right. And then we have Sari Dominguez, and I believe she's mostly at the southern tip of our county into Santa Barbara County. She doesn't have a lot of area here, but she's running for District 37 Assembly.
Yeah, and she's a great candidate. Great candidate. She's actually a member of the
Moms for Liberty.
Moms for Liberty. Yeah, Moms for Liberty. And just a delightful lady and really, really positive attitude. And here again, I mean, she's wants to protect the children. She wants to, protect gun rights. She wants to basically personal liberty, personal freedom. So, yeah, the things that we fight for here in the county.
And yeah, and I see her at a lot of events, even though she's just at the tip of the county, what she's running from. She gets down here for different fundraisers.
She's here a lot.
She's out there trying to figure out what the people want, talking to everyone. She's a good one.
Yep.
And then we have State Senate District 17, which is a lot of Slo County.
Right.
Which Tony Verretta.
Yeah, Tony's a good guy. He's a veteran, and he's, you know, one of these guys that decided that somebody's got to step up, and Tony's one of those guys that stepped up. So
right.
He's a good candidate and has the right belief system. So yeah, and Tony's been here quite a bit too.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. I think we're getting into more local cities right now, and I think I'm going to skip to North County, and then if we have time, we'll circle back to South County, because the you know, the radio station's not heard in South County, so we'll make sure we get our North County people in. On the list, we're starting with the Atascadero, so we have Mark Diaz or Darez. He's been
Mark's
around.
Mark's a great candidate. I think this is his second term on the city council in Atascadero, and very, very good conservative, very, very, very staunch conservative, and a great guy. So we have endorsed Mark.
And I think, you know, I should be naming off some of these websites, so I guess I'll start with the local people. I should have done it with everyone else, but so if you do want to look up information on Mark, it's voteformarkdariz, DARIZ.com. And then we'll move into Seth Peek, who a lot of people know that name. We've heard the advertisement. He may have painted your house or redid your cabinets.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah, he's a local young man that basically decided to throw his hat in the ring. He's very involved in Atascadero, in Rotary, and in politics. And so he just decided that he needed to have a voice on the city council. And he is an endorsed candidate.
Right. And I've had the pleasure. I've met with him for coffee and whatnot. And he seems to have some good ideas, especially, you know, Atascadero has its homeless problems. And he has some good ideas, I think, going into that. So, again,
yeah.
I'll give...
He'd be a great addition.
And he's www.peakforatascadero.com. And I'm going to skip over and just wipe out Atascadero before we go to Paso.
Okay.
So Atascadero, we'd be there's three positions that RPSLOC endorsed for school board, which is at large. So we have Corinne Cooley, and I think she's been on that board for quite a while.
Yes, she has. I think this is her third or fourth term on the school board. She's really refreshing in that even though she's been there a long time, she has very, very great outlook and ideas, a conservative bent on things, which is wonderful. She's rural. She lives out in the Pozo area, that area.
And actually, I think everybody running for school board that was endorsed are all kind of from that general area,
with
Santa Margarita, Pozo. She didn't have a website, so we won't put that one out there. But yeah, she's been around. If you're from Atascadero and you've had kids in school, you probably heard the name.
Exactly. Yeah, and she's always been a good, a strong voice on the board, and you know, and that's what we need. We basically in Paso and in Atascadero, we need to protect the parents' rights, and we need to protect the kids. And
right.
And she's a great advocate.
I think in North County in general, across the county, it's the ideas. There's so many new laws coming out. It's how can you still stand up for the parents? And I think we're seeing that. I see a lot of it in North County, and I see it really trickling into South County now. Okay, we're going to take these laws. We're really going to look at them and find a way so our kids are safe. They're not exposed to things maybe that you don't want them to be exposed to. And I look at that as the other end. If you're, you know, a lot of this has to do with LGBTQ stuff. And I look at it as, you know, if you're the little girl that thinks you're a boy, do you want to be in, you know, I mean, do you want to expose yourself? So a lot of this has come down to private changing rooms, et cetera. They've looked at the law and said, how can we sidestep them and still make everyone comfortable? And you're seeing that a lot in Templeton, Paso, Atascadero, and it's because of people like we're talking about. The next one, I feel like I know the last name. I don't know if I know the first. Joey Arnold, you know, a newcomer.
Joey Arnold is Debbie's son, a big strapping cowboy. Every time I see him, he's got a hat on, a cowboy hat, and he lives the life. I mean, out there in Pozo, they have a large ranch that Steve and Debbie have, and the kids are there with them on the ranch working it, and they got the winery. They've got a big operation going, and Joey's a great guy. And same thing, when I talked to him and asked him why he's running, he just said, you know, he says, my kids come home, and he says, we talk about the different you know, English and math. And then I start asking him questions about things. And he says, and it bothered me that they didn't know, you know, right, things that, I knew about our history, about civics. And he said, so I got to get involved. So that's why Joey threw his hat in the ring.
And so, yeah, none of our school board candidates have websites. So if you wonder why I'm not bringing them up, that's why. But yeah, Joey's been around. He's, you know, he's out there on the ranch. He does a lot of barbed wire fencing. And yeah, he's a hardworking guy.
Yeah, he's great.
Wants to be involved. And he has a family that mother and father have done their civic duty.
So. Definitely. Definitely.
But we're going to go to a quick break and we'll be right back with Randall Jordan.
The customer service and workmanship at Davis Body Shop is first rate.
Jessica, who is a North County resident, talks about her experience at Davis Body Shop.
Lori, Eric, and Patrick were super helpful. Patrick did a great job ensuring that everything my car needed was done in an incredibly fast time. My car looks amazing inside and out. For body work and customer care, Davis is the best, and we would never take our cars anywhere else.
Davis Body Shop has repaired well over 80,000 vehicles since 1962, and today Davis is the longest established shop on the Central Coast. If you ever need the services of Davis Body Shop, remember, they are San Luis Obispo County's most honored, respected, and trusted auto collision specialist with two locations, on El Camino Real with a convenient enterprise car rental facility, and Davis Body Shop on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Driven to be the best.
The veteran-owned Ted Miles Motors in Atascadero.
The cars you want, the people you like.
Serving you for 49 consecutive years.
Just plain good deals without the hype.
Ted Miles Motors, same location since 1975.
Selling cars the way it should be done. And giving you service that's second to none.
Driven to be the best.
Ted Miles Motors, in business for 49 years, has sold over 13,000 vehicles, and is the longest established used car dealer in San Luis Obispo County. So whether buying or selling a car, truck, van, SUV, motorhome, or classic car, visit their easy-to-navigate website, TedMilesMotors.com, or their showroom, 7380 El Camino Real in Atascadero, next to Farrell's Auto Repair.
Driven to be the best!
Ted Miles Motors, Atascadero.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Barry from Cambria says, quote, "Bill's presentation was great. He displayed an admirable depth of technical understanding of the system he was presenting. It was a pleasant experience. Thank you, Barry, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 47 years of admirable displays of technical understanding. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, it's time to schedule your solar panel cleaning. Spring and summer are maximum solar energy production seasons. Dirty panels can decrease production by 20% or more. Make sure your panels produce the most energy and save you the most money. Visit solarponics.com to get your solar panel cleaning quote. While you're at it, ask us about battery backup and storage. Get more out of your solar energy system. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Welcome to that new money smell of freedom. Hurry in, this is the last week to earn entries for your chance to win $50,000 in cash or $50,000 in slot free play from Chumash Casino Resort. Imagine all the possibilities. Drawings this Sunday, September 29th, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Welcome to freedom. Must be present to win, must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And welcome back to Sound Off. We're going to kind of speed things up a little bit, I think, here. We're going to run out of time before we get through everything. So our last candidate for Atascadero School District would be Jody Taylor.
Yeah, Jody's a local here again, Santa Margarita area, and she's got great conservative values.
Yeah, and she's down there. She has the
Feed store.
The feed store in Santa Margarita. I couldn't spit out feed store.
Yep.
So we'll hit Paso real quick, and then we need to get on to a few other things, ballot measures. But Michael Rivera, I think a lot of people in Paso know that name.
Yeah, Michael Rivera has run for office a few times, city council and mayor. Michael is very outspoken. Michael is what we need on the city council. We're basically got, unfortunately, folks on the city council right now that are self-serving. Instead of recusing themselves, they're voting on items they should not be voting on. So Michael would be a breath of fresh air. I'm really happy Michael's running.
All right. So then Paso Robles districted, we didn't get into that. So, I believe Michael's a member at large, but, then yes. We go into school board,
right.
And we have Hunter Breeze for the third district in there. So, a lot of people may not know Hunter. He's a younger man, maybe hasn't made the rounds just in life yet, but he's out there doing his thing for a long time.
Yeah. Hunter Breeze is one of the original conservative club members from the Paso Robles High. He actually ended the mask mandate at Paso Robles High almost single-handedly, him and with the help of one other school board member. And Hunter's 19 years old, and he'll do a great job there. Great job.
He will. And then we have Lauren McCoy. So she's an incumbent coming in. There's been a little bit of controversy, I think, because her signs are being defaced.
Yeah, they are. Lauren's a great gal. She's got a great family. And her roots are in the conservative values. I mean, she believes family and God and country. And, you know, she is a great addition.
Yep. And then our last candidate for Atascadero School Board, I don't know if anybody knows this person. Kenny Enney. They tried to kick him off the board, and the city of Paso came back and voted him back in overwhelmingly, and
they sure did.
He's got a lot of traction. I think he's one of the harder working people on there, and I know he's trying to build a lot of strength behind what he's doing and bring people in.
Yeah. They're actually running kind of together, Lauren and Hunter Breeze. Kenny's 25-year veteran, Marine major, I believe. He ended up coming out as being a major. But Kenny has got all the right values, and he's who you want to head up and be on a school board. He's the perfect person.
So I think we're going to move on to ballot measures. I don't know that we'll have time to get into too many of them. Maybe the kind of ones at the end may be worth getting into more than the beginning. So maybe I'll leave it to you if you want to start out.
Yeah. Prop 2 is the big one. That Prop 2 is another bond measure for the schools, and that is a no vote. We need to vote no on that. Basically, you can't fill a broken bucket by pouring more water in it. So, and we've got a broken bucket. Our school system is a mess. So we do not need to be doing that. Prop 5 is also a no vote. And Prop 5 basically is to cut down the two-thirds majority needed to pass a tax, and is actually aimed at getting rid of your Prop 13 rights. So we need to. For sure, vote no on that.
Right. Yeah, no, that's a huge one, actually. Yep. And I think a lot of people don't realize that it affects them. It doesn't matter if you're a renter, doesn't matter if you own, it's keeping those taxes low.
Yeah, and you've got to keep that in. So a Prop 5 is a no, a definitely no.
Strong no. And realistically, I'm going to shoot through a few. So 2's no, and this is what the RPSLO has endorsed. 3's no, 4's no, 5's no, 6's no. Sounds like a lot of no's.
Yes.
32's no, 33 is a no, and then Prop 34 is a yes, and 35 is a no, and that one could be a little deceiving because it sounds very good,
yeah,
but it gives about 2 million illegal immigrants free health care for life.
Yes, yeah. And then the biggie, 36.
36, and you'll see a lot of support with our DA and law enforcement here. That is a yes. Randall, I hate to say it, we ran out of time, but thank you for coming in.
Great. No, it's been a fun time, and I want everybody to go to our website, rpslo.org, rpsloc, rpsloc.org, and get the information there.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up, and don't forget to go down to those headquarters and say hello to the volunteers in there.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.